Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning. Good morning. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you kindly for joining us today on the broadcast. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood. Truly, it is a privilege and an honor to be able to do this on his behalf. I don't know if many of you are aware, but Dr. Youngblood's son went on to be with the Lord on Tuesday. And certainly the family still needs your prayers and support. So we are asking all of the prayer warriors out there to pray for the family, pray for Dr. Youngblood, pray for Brother Gene's family. Truly, he was a mighty man in Christ Jesus. He was a man that taught his household the word of God, the ways of God, and kept them walking in the commandments of God. And I just want you to know on today that when we do such things, we bring blessings on our household and on our family. And we certainly thank and praise God for him being faithful right on up until the end. And we thank God yet again for each of you, all of my friends and family that I asked to listen to the broadcast on today, my big sister down in St. Mary's, my family in Savannah. Certainly want to say good morning to my bride of 35 years. Love you so much. To my son, my daughter, each and everyone that are listening on today. Chief Wesley Green, one of the greatest men in blue, police officer downtown here in the great big city of Folkestone, Georgia, and his brother Perry. Certainly want to say good morning to the mayor, Mayor Gowen, and to all of our first responders. All of you are true American heroes to us on today. Without you, society wouldn't be what it is. We couldn't live in a secure environment. We wouldn't have the help that we need in times of emergency if it had not been for you. Certainly, we want to thank our military, all of you that are listening in on this morning. You are great American heroes as well. If it had not been for you, then our borders in the country would not be secure. And many other things that we depend on you for would not be possible. And we just want to say thank you for that on this morning. Certainly, most of all, first and foremost, I want to thank God our Father, for his son Jesus Christ, being the Savior of the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the reason why I choose to give God the praise on today. I am blessed and highly favored because of what Jesus Christ did for me out on Calvary's cross. And I certainly thank and praise God for that on today. At this time, we want to thank Tools for Time for being a sponsor of this program. Lest I forget, want to make sure to keep them in mind. They're located at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Dr. Youngblood always said, look for the giant flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flying 165 feet at the top of the flagpole. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for Time. Address is 11291. Old St. Augustine Road. Telephone number is 904-260-8744. And they have a website for your convenience, toolsfortime.com. They specialize in all brands of equipment. Anything that you need, if you plan to open your own business or if you just want to do a professional job at your own home, they have such brands as Honda and Echo and many other brands. And I know some of you have a preference of what brands that you like to work with, but they can help you with that. Just contact them at any time. Toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. That is their website. Amen. We do thank and praise God again for the privilege for being able to come before your presence. Certainly, this is another day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God still yet, over and over. I can't stop praising him for what he has done for me. When I look back over my life and see where God has brought me from, I have a testimony about the goodness and the greatness of this great God, our Savior, the living God, our God, amen, and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking to you today on the power of prayer, the power of prayer. Certainly, in these times that we're living in right now, as we look at the headlines, I have an article here that says, breakthrough COVID infections. How long are vaccinated people contagious? You know, they have told us so much about taking the COVID jab and how much that's supposed to protect us. But now we are hearing things about the people who have been vaccinated are beginning to spread variations of the COVID-19 virus. But we want you to know on today that in spite of all of that, God is still in control. I have another article here that says Moderna is likely to get FDA approval for smaller booster. This is what the report says. When we look at all of these things that are happening in the headlines, even the tragedy that happened with the pullout in Afghanistan, certainly this is a time that we ought to be praying. If there was ever a time that this country, the United States of America, ought to be praying on today, today is certainly the time for us to pray. In fact, God told us in his holy word, 2 Chronicles 7:14, I can't depart from that. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Truly, amen, we're living in time that we need healing in this land. We need blessings in this land. We need salvation in this land. And certainly we need a revival. And that revival needs to start with the church. God's people ought to be the one that are leading the way for the world as far as Christ Jesus is concerned. Amen. But we thank and praise God again for all of you listening in that have taken out the time, have been patient with this old country boy. We're trying to do the best that we can in the absence of Dr. Youngblood, truly. Amen. We miss him. We love him on today. And I just got a text message from him a while ago. I think he's planning on trying to get the services together for sometime next week for Brother Gene Jr. If you need to get more information on that, you can probably contact him. But as we get the information, we'll try to pass that along to you. But certainly, we want to keep lifting them up in prayer. Amen. Prayer changes things. This is what the scripture lets us know on today. We're going to be talking to you, amen, from the scripture, amen, James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Amen. James chapter 5. Verses 13 through 18, but certainly we also want to share a little bit more background information on prayer that we have had the privilege, amen, to research, amen, down at Charlton County Public Library. Good morning to you on this morning, Sister Barbara, all of you, amen, that are tuned in. Thank you so much for helping this country boy. Sometimes I get a little bit locked up on the computers, and Sister Barbara, Sister Miranda, I'll come over there. Brother Davis, you need any help? I say, certainly, help. Come on and bail this old country boy out. Amen. And they just do it with so much joy and gladness. And we sit down and share a good laugh, good times together. That's what it's all about. When God's people can get together and have a good time and enjoy each other, this is what it's all about on today. Amen. Certainly, we thank and praise God for that. Amen. The power of prayer. Now, on yesterday, we talked to you, amen, about why believe God. Amen. Why believe God? And if you believe in the Father, if you believe in the Son, if you believe in the Holy Spirit, if you believe, amen, in the finished work of Christ Jesus out on Calvary's cross, amen, then you must also know and understand, amen, that prayer played an important part in everything that, amen, the Lord did, amen, for us out on the cross. And then, amen, before he got ready to go back to the Father, before he ascended up on high, amen, the disciples came to him one day and asked him, saying, Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them, amen, the Our Father's prayer. That's not the Lord's prayer, amen. But it is, amen, it is the servant's prayer, amen. It is the model prayer. It's the example, amen, of what he gave us to go by, how we should approach the Father by saying, our Father, which art in heaven. He's all of our fathers, amen, on today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The perfect, amen, model prayer, amen, for the service. The believers, those who trust in God and love him and keep his commandments. And certainly, amen, you can also turn to the book of St. John. I love that prayer. That's the one, amen, that I call the Lord's Prayer. Amen. Where Christ Jesus prayed for all believers. Amen. St. John chapter 17. Amen. I believe that's verses 1 through 20 out in there. Amen. You will see. Amen. Where he prayed, amen, for us before he got ready to go back up on high to the Father. And he said, Father, I don't pray for you to take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. I want you to know and understand on today, amen, you don't have a reason to fear, because the scripture tells us that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And truly, amen, knowing all of these things, knowing and understanding, amen, that God loves us like that, knowing, amen, that he still, amen, hears and answers prayer on today, it makes us want to pray just that much more than earnestly. I used to hear, amen, all the patriarchs and matriarchs say, amen, back in the old church where I came from, prayer changes things. Sincere prayer changes things. We still sing that song on today. Honest prayer changes things. And if we continue to pray and continue to lift up holy hands to God without wrath and without doubting, God will hear and answer prayer. Prayer still works. If you get up early in the morning, if you pray in the midnight hour, I guarantee you, amen, if you go before God, amen, amen, with a clean heart, amen, and a pure mind, he will hear and he will answer, amen, your prayer. If you care to be a part of this discussion, our number for today, amen, is 904-831-0917. I want to make sure that you know that. 904-831-0917. Call in, amen, with any comments, any questions. If you want to be a part of this discussion, please feel free to do so. Amen. We thank God for that. The power of prayer. This is what we're talking about on today. Amen. The power of prayer. And I thank God, amen, even when I think about, amen, the situation and the ordeal that Brother Gene went through on the last, amen, few weeks. Amen. How the Father, amen, had me up throughout the midnight hour. Amen. Early in the morning, amen, sometime 4 days, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, country boy on his knees, praying and asking God, amen, for a miracle, amen, because he's a miracle working God on today. And time and time and time again, when it looked like he was at his lowest point and wouldn't make it, God stepped in, amen, when the doctors didn't know what to do, when the nurses gave up, when people just didn't understand, when the family, amen, seemed like they didn't know which way to turn. God stepped in, and he performed a miracle one more time. And I just want to thank and praise him, because he is that type of God. And I thank God for showing us that in the life, amen, of Brother Gene. He don't have to worry about that now. Amen. He's in that land where there's no more sickness, no more pain, no more trouble, no more sorrow. Amen. No more cares of this life. Amen. His troubles are all over. Amen. He's resting, amen, in the bosom of Jesus Christ. And I thank and praise God for that, because that is our destination one day. The scripture tells us, amen, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't know about you, but wherever Jesus is, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to spend, amen, eternity, amen, with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. The power of prayer. This is what we are talking about on today. Prayer and meditation can influence our state of mind, which then have an effect on our state of body. Isn't that that? Amen. When we pray, prayer affects everything. It affects our whole environment. Why? Because, amen, when we pray as believers on today, we need to learn how to pray God's word back to him. He is obligated, amen, to, amen, honor his word. In fact, I believe I told you on yesterday, amen, there's a portion of scripture that says, amen, Jesus said, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, the heaven and earth will pass away. That's power, people. That's power. That showed me how powerful, amen, the words of God are. That showed me how powerful, amen, prayer is. That showed me how much we can depend on God. We can count on him to fulfill his word when we pray. So when we learn how to pray, the power of prayer, it says here, can have an effect on our state of body. It can help with anxiety, sadness, blood pressure, sleep, digestion, and breathing. Amen. Talking about our human frame. Amen. When we pray, we have complications in the flesh sometimes. Amen. Some of us have good health. Some of us don't. But when we find ourselves in trouble, amen, because of things that we are facing in this flesh, we can pray. In fact, the best thing to do, amen, is to pray. The Bible tells us, amen, pray when you feel good. Pray when you don't feel good. Pray when you're up and pray when you're down. Pray no matter how, amen, the times are that you are facing. And God will see you through, amen. It also can influence our thinking. Amen. Some of us, amen, minds be everywhere except in the right place where it should be. In fact, amen, the Bible lets us know, amen, that the devil, amen, comes in sometimes. And he can put thoughts in your mind. But the thing for the believer on today is for you not to entertain those thoughts, especially if they are evil. What your eyes see sometimes can lead you in the wrong direction. We have five senses on today. Amen. And all five of those senses can fool you. Amen. Because Satan works through the flesh. Amen. He desires, amen, to sift us like wheat. But I'm so thankful, amen, that even with that verse of scripture, amen, Christ Jesus told Peter, amen, that I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, go and strengthen your brothers. Amen. And this is what I'm here for on today. I want to strengthen you. I want to encourage you by letting you know, amen, the power of prayer and how prayer can change things. Amen. Prayer changes things, even our own hearts. A whole lot of times, amen, people, amen, have the wrong type of heart in them. I want you to know and understand, amen, that in your heart, which is the core of your being, amen, that's the part, amen, that God is interested in. Because, amen, from the heart, amen, with the heart, the scripture tells us in Romans chapter 10, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In your heart, amen, comes the issues of life. So we need to know and understand. We need to have that purified heart on today. This is why, amen, Brother David, amen, said in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Pray, amen. He prayed the prayer of repentance, amen, when he found out that he had done wrong, amen. Sometimes we can't see our own faults, and it takes, amen, a godly person to come to you and help you to accept what you have done by bringing it before your eyes and, amen, and lining that up with scripture. Let me tell you something, amen. We need to know and understand Galatians chapter 6 and 10 tells us, amen, that we, amen, who, amen, when we find a brother that's been overtaken in a fault, we who are spiritual, we are supposed to go and restore that one in the spirit of meekness. And I tell them, amen, my people all the time, if you're not spiritual, stay home. Don't go out there and agitate someone, because you can only make the situation worse if you're not walking in the spirit and being led and guided by the Spirit of God as to what to do and how to approach individuals. Because sometimes people are troubled so much to where when you come to them, even with the word of God, they reject it. Some people live in denial. Why? Because their heart is not right. So this is why, amen, I want you to know today that when you pray, amen, prayer can change your heart. It can give you a brand new desire. It can make you a brand new person when you pray and you come to know and understand what God's words say you ought to be doing as a servant of God. Truly, amen, I thank and praise God for that on today. And as I studied down a little bit further, amen, I come to find out, amen, there are four different kinds of prayer. Maybe some of you never heard of that before. But this is what I got out of my studies as I began to, amen, study up on the power of prayer, amen. There are four different kinds of prayer. And they all, amen, have acronyms. A-C-T-S. That word spells acts. But when you look at the letter A, That stands for adoration. You have prayers, amen, of adoration, where you tell God how much you adore him, how much you love him. Oh, God, I just love you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my spirit. I love you so much, and I appreciate you for who you are. It's not for what you have done, not for what you have, what you are going to do, but, Lord, I worship you for who you are. You are adoring God on today. And then, amen, you have prayers, amen, of contrition. Amen. Sometime, amen, we have to surrender our will unto God. Even Jesus, amen, at the hour of temptation, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he fell on his knees and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he turned around and caught a hold of himself. He said, nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done, amen. He come to realize, amen, he came here to do the Father's will. He didn't come here to do his own will. So he had to surrender his will unto the Father on today, amen. And then, amen, that next letter, amen, T, that's prayers of thanksgiving. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, amen, when you woke me up this morning, I thank you for being clothed in my right mind. I thank you for having, amen, a generous portion of health and strength. I thank you. You know, we have to thank God, amen, for the small things as well as the great. Sometimes, amen, we take things for granted. Do you realize on today, saints of God, that somebody's got eyes, but they can't see? Somebody's got ears, and they can't hear. Somebody's got a tongue, but they can't talk. Somebody's got hands and they can't handle anything. Somebody's got feet and they can't walk. But look at you on today. Amen. You have, amen, all of these things. And even if you don't, amen, know and understand that you are still blessed by God. And if you keep on praying, God will continue to bless in spite of what you don't have. Because he promised, amen, to fulfill your every need according to his riches and glory. And that last letter, amen, Acts, amen, we're spelling out, amen, the four different types of prayer, A-C-T-S. We're on the last letter now. Supplication, amen, supplication, amen. In fact, amen, the scripture tells us, amen, in the book of Philippians, I believe that is, amen. He said in Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse number 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let me tell you something on today. If you don't rejoice, if you don't have the joy of the Lord in your heart as a believer on today, when you think about the great things that Jesus has done for you, that should give you joy. But the Apostle Paul, amen, is encouraging us to rejoice in the Lord always, in the good, in the bad, in the happy or the sad. Find some kind of way that you can rejoice in God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. How many of y'all know, amen, that Jesus Christ is on his way coming back? I ought to have a holy witness out there somewhere that can let me know on today that you know that the Lord is on his way coming back. So that's the thing that keeps you praying. That's the thing that keeps you trusting. That's the thing that keeps you hastening and looking for the soon return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Prayer, amen, can change things. Amen. He went down a little bit further, amen, in verse, amen, number 5, I believe it is. He said here, number 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There's that word, supplication. You are asking, amen, you are petitioning God to supply all of your needs, no matter what they are. Listen, let me tell you something. Man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. And when you got your heart fixed and your mind made up, and if God has ever done anything for you before in life, amen, then it makes you feel privileged to go before him and ask him, petition him, amen. Ask him to supply your need. Because let me tell you something, amen. Our economy might go broke. Wall Street, amen, it might crash any day. But heaven is not broke. God said in his word, amen, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. Amen. God said, amen, I own all of these things. So you have to realize on today, Even if you got a little money in the bank, amen, that's not yours. You're just a steward over that. Everything you have here, God only made you a steward. And whatever he gave you, you ought to be giving him praise. You ought to be telling him thank you. If you have everything you need, tell him thank you. If you don't have everything you need, you still ought to be telling him thank you. And then ask him to supply whatever it is that you need on today. You can petition God for your supplications on today. Amen. And he went on down, amen, in verse number 7. And he said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I feel mighty good right now. Because I thank God because he's the keeper. When you pray for God to keep you, I believe I told you on yesterday, amen, in my explanation, amen, that it's just as easy to do right as it is to do wrong. You have got to have, amen, what the old, amen, saints used to say, a do-right mind. And if you got that do-right mind on today, amen, you ask God to keep you with that do-right mind. So many things that we see in the world on today, what's going on in society, everything that's going on around us, are not convenient for a saint to partake of. So for that reason, my friend, you need to ask God, amen, to keep you, amen, clothed in your right mind, with that do right mind that want to obey the Lord, that heart, amen, that loves him. Your heart is fixed and your mind is made up, amen. And he said, amen, in verse, amen, number, amen, 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I just read that one. And this is what he said. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Purify your heart. Elevate your mind. Don't let the devil put your mind in the gutter. Don't let him have you with a criticizing spirit. One of the worst things you can ever run across in life is a saint, amen, who's got, amen, a critical spirit. Those, amen, who are down on everything and down on everybody. Know this and understand this. None of us, amen, are perfect. We are all sinners saved by grace. So for that reason, amen, we ought to thank and praise God for what he has done for us. And then he said, amen, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen and me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Very good encouragement from the Apostle Paul, amen, letting us know, amen, that the God of peace will be with us, amen, if we continue to pray, if we continue to trust in God, amen, because, amen, he's our leader, our guide, our comforter, and our keeper. We thank and praise God for the first part of the broadcast, amen. We ask you to stay tuned with us, amen, for the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.